Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. Proverbs 27, verse 23. Every wise merchant will occasionally hold a stock-taking, when he will cast up his accounts, examine what he has on hand, and ascertain decisively whether his trade is prosperous or declining. Every man who is wise in the kingdom of heaven will cry, "Search me, O God, and try me." And he will frequently set apart special seasons for self-examination to discover whether things are right between God and his soul. The God whom we worship is a great heart searcher, and of old his servants knew him as the Lord which searcheth the heart and trieth the reins of the children of men. Let me stir you up in his name to make diligent search and solemn trial of your state, lest you come short of the promised rest. That which every wise man does, that which God himself does with us all, I exhort you to do with yourself this evening. Let the oldest saint look well to the fundamentals of his piety, for gray heads may cover black hearts. And let not the young professor despise the word of warning, for the greenness of youth may be joined to the rottenness of hypocrisy. Every now and then a cedar falls into our midst. The enemy still continues to sow tares among the wheat. It is not my aim to introduce doubts and fears into your mind, nay, verily, but I shall hope the rather that the rough wind of self-examination may help to drive them away. It is not security, but carnal security which we would kill, not confidence, but fleshly confidence which we would overthrow, not peace, but false peace which we would destroy. By the precious blood of Christ, which was not shed to make you a hypocrite, but that sincere souls might show forth his praise, I beseech you, search and look, lest at the last it be said of you, "Mene, mene, tekel," thou art weighed in the balances, and art found wanting.